autographs. When do you remember signing your first autograph?
Oh, man. Maybe my first year at SC, maybe?
Okay.
When we did something like that? I don't remember, man.
Were you surprised when the first person came up?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even starting yet. Okay. I was like, who wants my autograph? But, yeah, so pretty much SC in a sophomore year.
And what's the strangest thing you've ever been asked to sign?
Strangest thing? Maybe like a grocery store receipt or something. Okay. I don't know.
That's a memento. And ballpark, how many autographs would you say you've signed in your lifetime?
I mean, a lot. I did the trading cards and everything, so.
5,000?
No. Probably over like 20,000, I'm sure, yeah.
All right, now you guys can ask real questions.
Those are all the questions I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how are things? You know, we talked to you about 2 weeks ago. Yeah. You had the tough outing against Green Bay. How do you feel things are progressing for you the last couple weeks?
You know, it's been going well. You know, obviously there's been a battle for me, but, you know, I'm a competitor, and I'm going to fight through any adversity that I face. You know, I think this, for the most part, the second half of the season, I thought I've been playing a little bit better. Obviously, little plays given up here and there, and, you know, they're going to be, you know, blown out of proportion, but I'm under a microscope. But, you know, for the most part, me watching film and, you know, how my play has increased and, you know, I'm finishing a lot better like I should and just keep fighting through the rest of the season. I mean, we can win out these next games. Obviously, I'm just focused on Detroit, but, you know, nothing's impossible. So,
what was the safety blown out of proportion? Some people are blaming you for that one. Or
you know, they just ran a good game and they got us on a good one. So, you know, it's not like we got beat straight up. They ran an O-line game and our defensive line stunt, and you know, we just didn't connect on it and switch it off the right way, and you know, they're a top five defense, so they're not bad at what they do.
Matt, what's your impression of how the backups have filled in the line, Alexander's?
They've been doing well. You know, Jeff's been doing a great job all year of kind of just throwing guys in random spots, just to kind of get them used to, you know, playing all different positions. So you know, obviously Vladimir playing, you know, right tackle, right guard, left guard. I think he's used to switching off like that. And, you know, Mike Harris is doing a good job at right tackle. And obviously Joe Berger, he's kind of the mauler in there. So, you know, we still got a great bunch of backups, great guys to step up and, you know, fill in that starting role. And you know, I'm not worried about this game at all. I think, you know, the guys we got up there are pretty solid and, you know, trust them. So,
what can you personally take from the last time around with the matchup with Anza and applying it forward once you kind of go back and look at what happened?
You know, just – for me personally, just, you know, things he got me on or if I was out of position and how he capitalized on that. And I think for the most part, what I do, I like to look at myself and, you know, see what bad positions I was in and how I can fix that. And usually if I set the right way or, you know, my technique's pretty solid for that play, I mean, I should be fine. But usually, or a lot of times when offensive linemen get beat, you know, you're out of position or your technique's not really great for that play. So, it's just fixing that. It's fixing the small things and kind of focusing on throughout the whole week. But, you know, they're still great defense. They got great players up there and, you know, top defense in the NFL. So,
what makes him a tough matchup?
He's just he's a really big guy, obviously. I think he's like 280, 285, really long arms. He's kind of like he kind of reminds me of Alden Smith from San Francisco. You know, they're kind of similar, you know. He's still pretty raw. I mean, he's definitely still got, he's got a lot of potential. So, you know, I'll be playing with him for a while. But, you know, me playing against him all last year and this year, you know, kind of getting a feel for him. But, you know, definitely got my hands full. And, you know, their other defense linemen are pretty good, too. So.
Can you talk about getting, like, the footwork and working together with a left guard?
Mm-hmm.
How you develop that chemistry?
I mean, it's similar technique. I mean, nothing really changes. Maybe it might be a little different because obviously I've been playing next to Chuck for the past 3 years. So, you know, it's a little different. But, I mean, right now, the way we're working together, you know, it feels good in practice. Nothing feels really weird. Maybe some adjustments here and there, but, you know, nothing too major. I mean, Vladimir's a big, strong guy, so it's not too hard to kind of correct little things because his strength usually takes over. So,
what